Each week we visit with the network analyst covering the Browns game, and this week it'll be Dan Fouts with the CBS crew in San Francisco, and he's kind enough to join us for today's show. Dan, how you doing?
Real good, Vic. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. And so as you take a look at these teams, man, 5-1 49ers, how surprised are you with that kind of start with, again, Jim Harbaugh, first-year coach, transitioning from college coach to NFL coach to have that kind of a success in this early part?
Well, I'm surprised as a lot of people. Not that defensively they're doing as well as they are, but just as consistent play on offense from their quarterback, Alex Smith. And that's really been the key for them. He's been clutched down the stretch. He's led them to a number of come-from-behind wins. And, you know, going into Detroit and beating the Lions, in their last game before their bye, phenomenal performance by Smith. He hung in there, got the winning touchdown pass to Delanie Walker. So those are surprising things. But, you know, Harbaugh, he did the same type of thing when he was at Stanford. He turned around that football program in a big hurry, and it appears that he's going to have the same type of success with San Francisco.
Dan, as you look at Alex Smith, this is a guy, of course, comes into the league as a top overall pick in 2005, and there's been just that waiting game of when he's going to show why he was the top overall pick, and obviously the whole Aaron Rodgers performance as a guy taken later in that draft puts pressure on it, on that, and he's been through different coaches in San Francisco. What are you seeing from this guy now? Is everything starting to come together for him?
Yeah, I think he's staying healthy, number one. He's battled injuries so much in his career and changes of coaching staffs and offensive coordinators and all those things. And but what Harbaugh's done is he's really simplified things for him and taking the pressure off him to have to win the ball game by himself. The 49ers run the ball extremely well. Frank Gore has had three straight 100-yard rushing games. In fact, he averaged 9.4 yards a carry against Detroit, which was a phenomenal number. So, strong running game and a stifling defense, Alex Smith is just I don't like to use the word managing the game, but he's doing a good job of leading the team and getting a lot of wins.
Yeah, that was managing was something you never really did. You just you just threw for the end zone and did it effectively and efficiently, as you said, go for the end zone, not the first down. But in terms of Smith, you're right. It's almost insulting, I guess, when you say to a quarterback he's managing the game well. But he really is only two interceptions in six games. I mean, it seems like the story of this guy in six games this year is efficiency.
Yeah, 63% throwing, which is your typical West Coast style of offense. That's what's going to be interesting this week, is you've got very similar philosophies on both these teams' offenses. They want to run the short passing game, the controlled passing game, and give the ball to the running back. So I'm anxious to see how it all turns out, obviously. But when you talk about Smith, maybe his time has come to be considered one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
By definition, philosophically, as you study the 49ers, it is, though, about getting Frank Gore going, getting that whole downhill running game in place, and everything emanates from there, correct?
Yeah, well, it starts up front with that offensive line, and they are a big, nasty, powerful group. And really, the use of Delanie Walker as a motion tight end who blocks extremely well. Then you've got Bruce Miller and Moran Norris, a couple of fullback types. So they're going to pound the ball, and that's what they want to do against everybody. And with Moore, a phenomenal story, obviously. Overcoming the knee injuries that he had at the University of Miami to be one of the elite backs in the league, he's special.
Hall of Fame quarterback and CBS analyst Dan Fouts joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dan, when we look also at this team, the other name, this 49er team, Vernon Davis, what a game breaker he has been at tight end, and a guy that I think just presents multiple problems for any defense.
Yeah, and he's another guy that has matured and become a real force. I would like to have seen him and Joshua Cribbs in high school, though. If Cribbs was his quarterback, wow, what a tandem that must have been.
Really?
But Vernon Davis, he's got the speed to get down the middle of the field, and that's the defense's worst nightmare, because then you have trouble playing that cover two if you got a guy that can get down the middle of the field.
After him, who else do you see as the real worries, though, in the passing game? I know Michael Crabtree can be effective. We know about Braylon Edwards, I guess, what he can be from time to time. He's supposed to be ready to get back in there. And Ted Ginn Jr., Jim Harbaugh was talking yesterday in his conference call with the Browns media about Ginn being a factor in the receiving game as well as his great return work. Do you see a lot of other weapons that Alex Smith has to work with there?
Well, I think the key is Crabtree right now. He had 9 catches last game against Detroit. But people forget that Ted Ginn, he's caught a lot of passes, only 6 this year, but in his 5 years, he caught a lot of balls before he got to San Francisco when he was with the Miami Dolphins. So, with his speed, that's the key there, obviously, that he can stretch the defense. And as I said, with Davis going down the middle, I'm anticipating that the 49ers, once they get Ginn more comfortable with the West Coast style of offense, that you'll see them getting the ball down the field more. They don't throw for a whole lot of yards, but that's because Edwards has been out with that knee injury, I think.
One of the big topics of conversation around this team, Dan, has been the performance of Colt McCoy, where he is in the progress line, 6 games into his first full year as a starter. So the judgments have been, that of a guy, is he the real deal, I guess, is basically what people are asking, sort of game in and game out. And you're not seeing a tremendous progress there when you look at the body of work. But what are you seeing when you study the tape?
Well, I'm seeing a bunch of impatient fans. What else is new? You look at McCoy, it's just in his second year, and as you said, Vic, it's just his first year as a full-time starter. So, patience is what you need here, not only with McCoy, but with the entire offense. It's a new offense under Pat Shurmur, and it's one that is going to take time, and nobody wants to hear that. But if you get a healthy Peyton Hillis going, and if Hardesty can continue to take some carries. I mean, 33 carries against Seattle, that's a phenomenal number. They just pounded the ball, kept Seattle off the field. Obviously, that takes pressure off your quarterback. It would help to get, Massaqua and Watson back healthy. I don't know about this weekend, but, it's not one guy, although the quarterback is the focal point of any offense. McCoy needs help in that offense.
How impressed are you with Greg Little?
I'm anxious to see him play more and more. I think that's the what makes you impressed about a player is his potential and what you might see on each and every play. His size and strength and the fact that he's just so raw, hasn't played a whole lot of receiver. As I said, Vic, I'm anxious to see him break out.
And you're going to get your first up-close look at this Browns defense. Ranked 4th in the league, they look pretty legit, don't they?
Yeah, the thing about them, it's a defense that, they're led by a duck. I mean, T.J. Ward, come on, from the University of Oregon.
That's right. I should have noted that. Yep.
He's my favorite player, obviously, I do like the way that DeQuell Jackson plays in the middle. I mean, he gets those big guys up front going, and they keep his uniform clean. He makes a lot of tackles.
Dan, great stuff, and we thank you for taking the time to join us, and we'll see you on Sunday in San Francisco.
Thanks for having me on, Vic.
He is Dan Fouts from CBS. He'll be doing the analysis for Sunday's game between the Browns and 49ers. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.